A research project exploring the vitality of senior life on the Sunshine Coast is using three-dimensional art to root meaningful conversations. On April 4, a dozen senior citizens gathered at the Pender Harbor Community Hall in Madeira Park for discussion facilitated by members of Deer Crossing the Art Farm, a Gibson's Arts organization. At the center of the hall stood the Sharing Tree, a broad-limbed sculpture fashioned from wood by artist Rolf Reynolds. Around its knot-spotted trunk and encircling bench invites easy conversation. As workshop participants suggest issues and priorities, their words are inscribed on multicolored cards affixed to the tree like florid foliage. The idea is that if you come into a project with an end goal, it changes how you come to that, and it changes the things that you think about as the brainstorming happens, explained Shannon Rohde, the community liaison for the Who Cares project. Deer Crossing the Art Farm is leading frontline engagement for research partners at Douglas College, the Health Design Lab at Emily Carr University, and the Sunshine Coast Seniors Planning Table. But if you come and allow the process to be emergent, then you can be flexible enough to move with whatever the needs are, added Rohde, and you find creativity in that. That's the real bedrock of our process. The outreach initiative follows an earlier collaboration between the Art Farm, Douglas College and the Christensen Village Assisted Living Facility. Raising the Curtain explored the lived experience of dementia through ideas, creativity and visions of people who live with the condition. As a result, representatives from the Art Farm were invited by Emily Carr University's Health Design Lab to present at a dementia-themed conference, which blossomed into further collaboration. We got to know the people there, said Chad Hirschler, artistic director of the Art Farm. All of us are working in fields where we're engaging with people, and it felt like there were things we could try to explore in the wider community. Because in some ways the people who live with the experience of dementia are emblematic of the need for care as we grow old. Hirschler and his team have enumerated familiar challenges within the BC healthcare system, like staffing shortages and resource constraints. Instead of demanding solutions from funders, he says the Who Cares exercise helps identify potential for the enhancement of grassroots support networks. We don't want to come in and tell the healthcare system, here's another thing you've got to do, he said. We're asking what we can bring and how we can play a role to cultivate a community of care. Valerie Clibbett Moore, one of the participants on April 4, said that the session's hands-on qualities made it easy to share her experiences and recommendations about senior life in Pender Harbor. Enhanced public transit access was highlighted as a key need. They were wonderful people providing important information, Clibbett Moore said, and I loved the tree. Findings from the April 4 session and upcoming engagement will be used to form recommendations for enhanced elder care and support on the Sunshine Coast. The Listening Tree, centerpiece of the Who Cares project, will be installed next at Silverstone Care Center in Sechelt on April 25. It is also scheduled to make an appearance later this month at Sunnycrest Mall in Gibson's. Its full itinerary and project details are available online at whocaresproject.org.